Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Chukas. And of course, the Torah begins with the understanding, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chukah of the Torah. Shlomo HaMelech is cited in the Medrash Rabbah as noting, Amarti Achakama Vehi Rechoka Mimeni. He said that he decided he was going to be wise, and he understood and he would try to understand the rules of the Parah Adumah. He wasn't able to do so because it was full of contradictions. He couldn't understand how to explain how something that which made someone tohor makes somebody else tamei. It just didn't make sense to him. So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita would often tell us that this is just like those who try to understand quantum physics and understand that the more that they get the theories, the less they really understand it. Anyone claiming to fully get it without some dizziness is likely not speaking from knowledge. So Rav Shechter told us that the same thing was true about religion. Religion will not resolve any contradictions at all. If anything, it'll make us aware of more contradictions. And Parah Adumah is not the only instance of the contradictory nature of halacha. And so the parasha begins, Zos Chukas HaTorah. All of the Torah is one big chukah. The entire creation is one vast chukah. And the Midrashim on the opening pasuk in Bereishis make the comment that Hashem looked into the Torah and used it as a blueprint for creation. So all of nature is interconnected with Torah. And just as the study of physics guides us to maneuver with all the contradictions in the natural realm, halacha guides us in how we're supposed to deal with the contradictions in the spiritual realm. But not that all of a sudden every contradiction is going to be resolved simply and logically. Sometimes the logic will demand that we understand that there's a borei olam. We'll continue with this idea. Zos chukas haTorah. Why do we note that this is the chok of the Torah? It's the chok of the parah, but it's not the chok of the Torah. So again, according to Rav Shechter, it is the chok of understanding how kol haTorah kula and how the whole world understands. But I also want to quote Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zecher Tzadik Livracha Hashem Yimkon Damo. He was killed in the Holocaust. Who explained that there are two criteria of chukim. They have no reason, and they also apply forever. And the same thing is true for Torah. That which we do not know, we will still continue to observe, no matter what. And that will provide us a guidance in order for us to be able to proceed. Now, one of the overwhelming rules of Parah Adumah, which brings out the first 20-some-odd psukim of Parshas Chukas, is the concept of Izah Tahor al HaTameh, that the Torah should sprinkle onto the Tameh. And the Yerushalmi in Parah and Paragimel quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Kasvi, who notes that he always assumed that one Tahor can sprinkle onto one Tameh, but he later learned that a single Tahor can sprinkle onto many Tamehim. Rabbi Yashua Zatzal noted that there are two concepts of Tahara. There's the concept of Hazah, there's the concept of Mikvah. Each one is a different process. The first one involves a single drop, while the other involves immersing the whole body. And it's a fitting description of the Jews' quest of Tahara. It begins with someone sprinkling of a single drop, and it can bring many to the point of immersing themselves into a life filled with Tahara. After Bnei Yisrael get the rules of the Parah Adumah, we're told that Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Tzin, Miriam died, and she was buried there. And Rashi explains that the schus of the Be'er was Miriam's. Why? So the late great Rav Chaim Kamil, who was a major superstar in the Mir Yeshiva and then later the Rosh Yeshiva of Ofakim, so he explained that when Miriam remained behind to see what would happen to baby Moshe, she taught us a valuable lesson. The more that a person makes the story makes the person. She was the one who remained to see what would be with her nevuah. She was the one who wanted and believed in the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael, and waited with bated breath to know where his next step would be nurtured. The Be'er, like Miriam, also sustained the people, just as she did with Moshe. And so therefore, the Be'er was Bizchusa. After she passes, of course, the episode of Mei Meriva comes along, and the pasuk tells us that he was told v'dibarta melasela. Moshe and Aaron were told to speak to the rock, but of course, what happened v'yachas hasela pa'mayim? And Rashi explains that this was Moshe Rabbeinu's error; he struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. The great commentator and teacher of Torah, Sivan Rab Meir Shetechia, notes the parallel between that point in time and ours. See, says Mrs. Rahab Meir, water often symbolizes Torah. When our hearts are stone, but they have water waiting to be released on the other side of the stone, sometimes people think what you have to do is break the stone in order to get the water out. But we need to remember that in today's generation, coaxing it out with words instead of the switch is likely to bring better results. And that's actually one of the major lessons of Chinuch. Sometimes going ahead by Yachas HaSala is something that will often end the process. And so after Moshe and Aaron were told, Lochein, Lo Savi HaSa'am HaZeh, that you guys are not going to bring Bnei Yisrael into the land, Aaron is set aside and prepared to pass on. And so Moshe is told to take Aaron up to Hor HaHar, and to go ahead, Bavshetes Aaron Aspegadav El Bashtamas El Azar Beno, Aaron Yaseif El Amav. We're told that Aaron should change his clothing and then have the clothes put onto Elazar. And Aaron's death is identified as the death of Neshika. What is the death of Neshika? What is that death? So the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph notes that everyone who used the language Nach Nafshe in regard to the death of a true tzaddik should be stabbed. Why? What's the message? The late great Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal explains that in the regular course of events, death represents a painful departure of soul and body as a result of the battle in the time of separation. One's not allowed to say that about a tzaddik. That's the meaning of Misas Neshika. Misas Neshika means that there is a process of separation that goes smoothly, not with a painful departure. We then find Bnei Yisrael singing the song, Ali Be'er, in later on in the Parsha. Now, why isn't Moshe's name mentioned in this song? When we get to Shir HaSayam, it's Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Now, it's Az Yashir Yisrael. So Rabbi Fran Shalita explained that while Bnei Yisrael didn't appreciate the benefit of the Be'er fully until Miriam died, Moshe always recognized that value. There was no need for him to sing this song as though it was something brand new to him. However, Bnei Yisrael at this point really began to appreciate it. And so as a result, this Shira was specifically primarily Bnei Yisrael's. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read about Yiftach. Now Yiftach, the Giladi, begins in a fascinating place. But he runs away from his brothers and he settles into a place called Eretz Tov. What an interesting name for a location. And the Sefer Ir Damesek Eliezer explains that while Yiftach could have made a legitimate claim, sued his brothers in court, Yiftach chose to run away from Machlokas, which is why the Navi uses the words Vayivrach Yiftach, that he ran away and settled in Eretz Tov. Tov, explains the Ir Damesek Eliezer, is the absence of Machlokas. Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger Shalita, in his wonderful Sefer B'Mesilas HaNeviim, he added that many different families have been torn apart as a result of Machlokas. And we would do well for ourselves, learning from the example of Yiftach, where necessary, even moving to an environment that is Tov in order to get away from that which is challenging. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the lessons and the opportunities to understand Chukas HaTorah. Chukas HaTorah begins with our understanding that we need to move away from the Machlokas and be able to move towards something more positive. And that positive will allow us to return to the Beis HaMikdash, to return to the life of Tara and only Tara, and to get us to a Shabbat Shalom to all.